Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2009 in New York City. And sitting with me right now is Chaplain Jeff Strucker. He has a book out called Certain Jeopardy. And Jeff, first of all, welcome.
Thanks, Les. It's great to be here.
And second of all, I don't normally read the description that the publicist gives me, but some of them are really juicy. So I'm going to read this one exactly as it was written, okay? A special ops mission is about to hit certain jeopardy status when a nuclear weapons expert is kidnapped by terrorists, exposing the team to a physical encounter with the enemy on foreign soil and forcing an emotional battle in the family. Families back at home. I'm emotionally wrought just reading that. It sounds like it's a lot of fun. So, as an active Army chaplain, tell me how true to life is the action depicted in the book Certain Jeopardy?
Well, most of what I do, Les, the story comes from something that could take place anytime, anywhere around the world, but probably hasn't. So there's a degree of truth to it, but obviously it's a work of fiction and not a historical event.
Tell me a little more about the book. I gave a description, obviously, but give me more of the plot.
The plot of the book is that there is a captured nuclear weapons expert, like you've described. A team of special operations soldiers is sent to a Central American country on a mission to try to find this guy. And in the process, there is a clause in the operation that says if there is a situation that puts our national, the U.S. national security at risk, that mission reaches what's called certain jeopardy status, and at that point, it no longer becomes an operation to watch and see what happens. Now it becomes a fight for your life, and ultimately, that's what happens. One of the good parts about this book that you don't usually catch in military fiction is that Al Gansky and I, the co-author with me, we spend a great deal of time talking about families back at home, the struggles that they're going through, and the impact that this dark, clandestine special operations mission has on their family.
Yeah, describe those emotions, if you will, that take place among team members during these secret operations.
Yeah, well, the emotion, first of all, with the team member and their family is a phone call late at night, and you can't tell your family where you're going, when you're leaving, and when you're getting back. And that's very difficult for many families to deal with. By the way, it happens all of the time with members of our military. Then this unit is thrust, just five or six guys thrust into the Central American country, and they're literally dependent on one another. And in the process, lives are lost. They're in a major firefight and just barely make it out by the skin of their teeth. I don't want to give away the ending of the book. But the drama is if the guy to your left or right fails, it may cost you your life, and you know that. And so the guy realizes that this mission is not just me trying to survive, but it's me trying to keep my buddies alive, too.
Okay, so you've told us how the guys in the military deal with this emotional stress. How do the families back home cope?
Yeah, in this case, we describe families that are going through crises with children and medical problems and stuff like that, and there's no way to communicate with this soldier that's in Central America, because again, the family doesn't even know where they're at, and so they're kind of left as a group of ladies back in the States to band together and to deal with it the best they can until these husbands come home. But the book also shows the dilemma that a soldier's placed in, wanting to be home and to take care of his family, but knowing that his national security is on the line. The dilemma that a family's placed in, wanting that husband home with them in this family crisis, but also knowing that what he's doing is protecting the nation.
Jeff, I'm curious about how you did your research. Your title says Army Chaplain. But I'm wondering how much you picked the brains of the guys around you who you were counseling on a day-to-day basis.
Well, Les, the whole story is I've been in the Army for 22 years, but only 8 of those 22 years as an Army chaplain. For 13, almost 14 years, I spent as an enlisted soldier in the Army, as an infantryman in a special operations unit, and most of my career I served as a combat veteran, as a warrior, before I became an Army chaplain. That's where the background comes from.
I got it. So you're telling me this might be a little bit autobiographical?
That's right. There's a whole lot of something that could have happened in my previous assignment as an infantryman in the Army.
Okay. But the names were changed to protect the innocent.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So then you become an Army chaplain. And I'm wondering, for the Christian soldiers that you were around all of the time, how real is the spiritual struggle to actually kill another human being, to kill an enemy?
You ask a great question. There, we have created in this book, Certain Jeopardy, we have a soldier with a very devout sense of beliefs, and we weave throughout this book the difficulties that guy goes through in doing his mission and being the best soldier that he can, but at the same time being a Christian and trying to honor his faith. And I think the book does a great job of describing those two and the guy, how his ability to come to grips with both of those things at the same time. But to answer your question, soldiers deal with this every day. And part of my job as an Army chaplain today, having been a former infantryman and a former special operator, is to tell them from personal experience as much as from theological background, this is how you can negotiate through that difficult subject.
Did you leave us a path at the end of the book where there might be a follow-up to it?
Yeah, well, we intentionally left it so that there could be a follow-up.
You're a smart man, Jeff. Jeff Strucker, his book is Certain Jeopardy. Is it out yet?
It's out on the streets today.
All right, wonderful. We'll look for it. Thank you, Jeff.
Great to be with you.